State officials have been talking about shutting down the state prison in Windsor for years, and this week it finally happened. Now a new report says the facility could be used for transitional housing for inmates from around the state who have served out their terms but can't find a place to live in Vermont's tight housing market. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
So this is considered our Bravo unit.
At one time, there were about 75 inmates here living in the Bravo unit at Southeast State Correctional Facility in Windsor, and about 100 in the whole prison. Prison Superintendent Kat Kuchik says about 60 people worked here when the prison was at capacity, but by the end of this week, there were only two workers left.
Today was the first day my staff was gone, and that coming here today was hard. It was strange not seeing them all and seeing it so quiet here and empty.
The Windsor prison was the most expensive to run within Vermont's correction system. And this year, Governor Phil Scott made it a priority to finally shut it down. The legislature made it official at the end of the 2017 session. Kuchik understands the dollars and cents behind the decision to close. And she says most of the staff will be able to remain within the corrections department if they want. But the Windsor prison always offered special programs that aren't available at Vermont's other prisons. The inmates cut wood for the wood-fired boiler that heated the entire prison, and the facility had a working dairy farm at one time. Right up through this summer, they grew hundreds of pounds of produce in the gardens here. Kuchik is sad to see all that gone.
So this is the wood shop. This would be a very busy place if we were still open.
Every year, the Southern State Correctional Facility produced wooden toys that would be donated to the Toys for Tots program. Kuchik says this room would have been very busy this time of year.
Staff and inmates alike were very passionate about that program, and so there was discussions about doing that more. My understanding is, even though we did 500 toys or so, there was still never enough, and so we wanted to do more, but didn't get the chance.
When lawmakers voted to close the Windsor prison this year, they asked Commissioner Lisa Menard to come up with a plan for the facility, and Menard issued that report this week.
What's being proposed here is secure transitional housing, meaning one step above community placement, one step below traditional incarceration.
Menard says inmates are currently being held past their minimum release dates at other correctional facilities around the state. She says it might make sense to have all those inmates at one facility to more efficiently offer services. And the state might be able to save money if inmates move to Windsor, opening beds to others who are currently serving their time outside of Vermont. But Menard warns that her report is only a first step. The report includes other ideas, such as moving the Corrections Academy from Lindenville, or even demolishing the Windsor buildings and selling the site to a private developer. Menard says much more work needs to be done before any action is taken.
We want what is best for the state in many ways. I think that a number of ideas were submitted in the report that may make some sense, and I think we'll probably be exploring many of those this legislative session.
Windsor Town Manager Tom Marsh says he'll be paying close attention to those talks.
This is now the item on the front burner.
Marsh says the town has been involved in the discussion over the future of the prison for the past 3 or 4 years. He read the report and says the town doesn't really have a specific hope for the site. He says Windsor just wants to make sure something happens to the prison up on the hill.
We didn't want them to just look at this from a financial aspect, and once the prison closed, that they would walk away and it wasn't on anybody's radar screen. We really don't want that facility sitting there being an attractive nuisance, barbed wire, buildings that are in disrepair, and nobody paying attention to them. Like, no good is going to come from that.
Menard's report will go to the Joint Justice Oversight Committee. And until they figure out what to do, the Department of Buildings and General Services will button up the prison for winter. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Windsor.